Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we come to Psalm 142, we've come to a time in the life of David the king when he was reflecting upon events that had taken place in the past, a time in his life when he was relentlessly being pursued by his enemies, a time when he had been abandoned by his closest friends and perhaps even by his own family, a time that some of us have experienced in our own lives as well. A time when David was hiding in the caves and in the caverns in the wilderness. And it was a time of isolation, of desolation. It was a time of disappointment. A time when he was alone, except for the presence of God. And this psalm speaks of that time. And this psalm has also been written for us, for our instruction, for our benefit, for our encouragement. It has been written as an example for us to follow how we are to pray in our times of loneliness and of despair, and even of betrayal, when we have been abandoned by everyone. And it is a reminder of what is essential for us to remember, what is effectual, what brings results. It is a psalm that has been written by David from his own personal experiences in life, events that remained indelibly etched into his mind and into his heart. And so for years, perhaps, this experience would have an effect on his life. And what the enemy intended to use for evil against him, God used for good. And so in verse 1 of Psalm 142, David takes us back to that time. And he says, in the solitude of those caves, in the darkness of my situation, when I was alone, I was not really alone because the Lord was with me. So I focused my attention on Him and I cried out with weeping and with mourning to the Lord my God with a voice that only He and I could hear. And as my voice echoed and resonated throughout the walls of that cavern, in the darkness, I made my supplication with my voice to the Lord. Hanan in Hebrew. I articulated what was in my heart, and I begged Him for His favor. I pleaded with Him for His compassion, for His grace, so that I could stand firmly, confidently, fervently. I poured out my concern before Him, safat in Hebrew. My heart overflowed with grief. And even though He knew my heart, and even though He knew my thoughts and my my fears. Even though he saw the wounds that were within me, still, with heartfelt cries, I told him what he already knew. I declared my trouble and my affliction openly and honestly before him, David tells us in verse 2. I expressed in words the pain that was deep within my soul. And while some people might show indifference and even contempt for us in our pain and in our suffering, and while others might show sympathy and compassion, in the end, only the Lord can help us. Only he can bring results at the right time and in the right way. And so we pray, not so much so that he might hear us or see us, because he always hears us. He always sees us. We pray so that we might see him act with mercy and with compassion and with grace towards us in response to our prayers. So the psalmist says in verse 3, as these threats to my life pressed down upon me, my spirit, my life, my very breath was overwhelmed within me. Ataf in Hebrew. I was about to suffocate because I was wrapped so tightly in anguish and in misery so that I couldn't even think clearly. I was confused. I was overwhelmed. The burden of the oppression that was upon me was almost too much for me to bear. And at that point, I was not even sure of the path that I should follow, which way I should go. So David prays, and he says, Lord, you knew the path. You knew the way. You knew the direction in which I needed to walk. So I looked away from my problems, and I looked to you, because unlike me, you saw things clearly. You knew that my enemies, your enemies, Lord, had hidden a trap for me. I looked to the right, I looked to the left, and all that I could see was danger all around me. And though there were some who said that they cared for me, they were not there at my right hand to help me. There was no one, he says in verse 4, no one who had regard for me. Naher in Hebrew. Who really understood. Who could or who would come to my defense. While still others did not want to identify themselves with me for fear that they too would be forced to flee from the city of Jerusalem. And so David says, fact is, I was alone. There was no escape for me. Manos in Hebrew. There was no place of refuge. There's no place of safety. No one cared for my soul. No one really cared if I lived or if I died. So where else could I go? I cried out to you, O Lord, David says in verse 5. And I said to you, Lord, you are my only refuge, my portion, helek in Hebrew, my confidence in the land of the living. So like a child, I cried out and I said, give heed to my cry. kasher in Hebrew. Pay attention to my feeble attempts to articulate what is in my heart. For I've been brought very low. Dala in Hebrew. I'm at the end of my rope. Deliver me. Save me. Rescue me from my persecutors. Radaf in Hebrew. From those who are hunting me down like I am an animal. For they're too strong for me. And though I am weak, and though they are strong, they are not stronger than you. And Lord, while some have said that you were punishing me, and that is why I was in that situation, I know that it was the enemy who was attacking me because I belong to you. So in verse 7, David says, I counted on you, Lord. I trusted in you. I trusted you to bring my soul out of prison, out of exile in the wilderness, so that I might give thanks to your holy name among your people once again, and you helped me. You answered my prayers, so that the righteous, those who seek to serve you, those who seek to live for you, could surround me, so that they might rejoice with songs of thanksgiving and with songs of deliverance, for they could see that it was you and you alone who in your mercy and in your grace dealt bountifully and graciously with me. And this psalm is our prayer as well, as sometimes we are called upon to stand alone as a testimony to our Savior. But like David, we're not really alone as we stand in Christ Jesus, our Lord, as he stands at our right hand. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.